I'm sure you have seen him on television. He was the former sports director for News Channel 8. He's back on TV now with a new venture in conjunction with Frontier Communication. It is the new Vantage Sports Network. And to talk about it, to talk about his involvement, and to give us even more insight into Vantage Sports Network, we welcome Noah Finns to the program. Noah, welcome to Front and Center.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
This is such a great venture. How about giving our audience, first of all, an overview of Vantage Sports Network?
So we just went on the air last Monday, so we're in our second week now, and the idea really is for a Connecticut sports network. This is a place where we're going to place as many Connecticut sports events, issues, anything that we can put on the air that has to do with Connecticut sports. As you mentioned, you know, I've been in the state a long time covering all sports in the state, and I've got a great passion for it. And when I left Channel 8, it was to take this up and really create a spot where we can put, you know, games on the air and through a nightly highlight show, feature the kids in our state, feature the athletes in our state, and anybody who you know, wants to make a positive message.
Now, you are the owner of Finns Creative Programming. Did you approach Frontier with this idea? How did it all come about?
So I went to Frontier, it was maybe about a year ago, and suggested to them that they needed to do some local programming. A great way to, you know, Frontier is really their mission and what they do as a, and I, you know, I don't work for them. I'm not an employee of theirs, but, you know, they've been really involved in the community and, you know, they're all about being good neighbors. So I said, how about doing local programming? There's a model for that elsewhere and it seems to work. And, you know, I can provide that for you. And so conversations continued and, you know, the idea morphed as we went along. And it ultimately ended up in this, a complete Connecticut sports network.
Now, how can viewers access the channels?
So if you have Frontier Communications, and that's the key, then it's channel 600 for standard definition and 1600 for high def.
Can you access coverage on the Internet, on a laptop, a tablet, a smartphone?
You will be able to do that. That's phase two. So this was, you know, this was something new and different. So everything's taking time. So the TV part of it, the TV phase is on now. And then phase two will be the website. And again, as a Frontier subscriber to Internet, you'll be able to access all of our programming that way.
Which sports will you be covering?
So we're covering all of them now. I've been covering local sports throughout the country for the better part of the last 30 years. And I've never seen as much volleyball, soccer, field hockey, swimming, cross country covered as what we're doing. So as far as actual games and complete games being covered, it's whatever is in season at that time. So right now we have games on the network that are soccer games, field hockey games, football games, all the high school sports for the fall season, as well as the colleges as well. And then for our nightly show, which airs live from 10:30 to around 11, some nights we've been going well over that, then we're out gathering highlights of everything going on in the state sports-wise. So it's for the most part dominated by high school sports. For instance, today, I'm shooting a little segment on the Sacred Heart football team that's off to a 3-0 start, the Sacred Heart University team. Then I'm heading to Westbrook and Old Saybrook to cover high school soccer games, and then back to Madison to cover a game. And we have crews throughout the state doing the same thing. So whether it's in Litchfield or Westbrook or in East Hartford or in Fairfield, we're out covering it.
Noah, do you cover games in their entirety, or do you show highlights? What's the format?
So for our show that airs at 10:30 every night, which is called CT Sports Now, those are highlights. For the actual games, We're bringing in a lot of programming that's being produced by universities and by other entities, and then we're putting that on the channel. So, for instance, Yale produces a lot of its games, the soccer games, the field hockey games, the volleyball matches. We're taking those productions and putting them on the channel. We've also partnered with an organization called the HAN Network, which streams a lot of high school games. So their games are now also, and in many cases live, being seen on the Vantage Sports Network. So both.
I'll tell you what, this is so exciting. And, of course, today's technology enables you to undertake a venture of this sort, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable what you're able to do now as compared to what you needed, what you needed 10 years ago. And so, yeah, we're able to put things on the air that used to require several production trucks and satellite equipment and whatnot.
What is it about local sports that drives you? What is the passion behind local sports?
It's part of the community, you know, and to get into each community, and I think Connecticut is such a perfect spot for that, because you have these pockets in Connecticut where the towns are really all about the towns themselves. You know, it's a provincial state, and if you live in one town, you're really involved in your town. And the high school sports, whether it's the Friday night football game or the Tuesday volleyball match, is where parents get together and watch your kids grow up together. And there's just something about that that's more than just sports to me. It's just such a positive thing where you can have kids get together. You know, I have a young daughter who swims and another young daughter who's on a soccer team. And going to those events is more than just going to my kid's sporting event. It's all about being with the community. And so to be a part of that from the other side and providing coverage for that is very exciting for me. And I've always really loved it. So I've been in broadcast television, local news, since 1980-something. And I never really wanted to go to ESPN. I really didn't want to, because I don't want to sit around and talk about the Kansas City Royals Cleveland Indians game. I want to talk about my community. And there is no better form for that than what we're doing with this. It's really exciting. That said, it's a lot of hard work, and it's something brand new. I don't know of a model for this anywhere else. And so, we're figuring things out as we go, but I think building something that's just a really positive thing for the state. And, you know, I think it transcends just sports and, balls and scores.
Well, would you say, Noah, that the dynamic of the over-the-air or even the coverage on the local TV stations, which you can access by way of cable or over-the-air, that paradigm has changed, which enables you to perhaps focus on local sports?
Yeah, it's interesting how things have changed because of, it's kind of worked both ways. It gets interesting because you've got the growth of ESPN and other regional sports networks and now more national sports networks, Fox Sports. And so they've made it so if you work for local news, you can't make it, a Channel 3 in Connecticut or a Channel 30 in Connecticut. They can't rely on covering the Yankees and the Red Sox. They have to get out and cover the local teams. They have to get out and cover the teams that ESPN is not going to cover. At the same time, the television news business is struggling. It's really struggling because of the way information is being distributed now. You can get information much quicker on Twitter or on any other social media site than you can waiting around for the 6 o'clock newscast. And so they don't have the resources they need to cover local sports the way it really should be covered. And then there are also some restrictions on budgets and on unions. And so, in my view, that really opened the door for the project that we're working on here, because we have a lot of student interns who are working on this show, gathering content for us, and at the same time preparing themselves for a future in the television news world, which, because we're in Connecticut, you have NBC Sports and you have ESPN, is a great opportunity for them. But we're able to take all of our resources and devote it to covering the whole state. You know, you take one of the local affiliates here, they simply can't get out and cover a volleyball match at Shelton High School or a field hockey match, you know, in Glastonbury. They just don't have the resources to do that. So I think that's where it kind of gives us a little bit of an advantage.
Well, I think to me, that's what makes it so exciting. Now, you bring up interns, you bring up your activity with the high schools and how interns can get involved. What I wouldn't have given if we had something like this when I was in high school. So what a great opportunity for students, Noah.
Tremendous opportunity. So the hub for our show, the host for our show is Sacred Heart University, and they have a beautiful studio that's just within the last couple of years built. And so that's where we do our show every night. And the show is, for the most part, put on by Sacred Heart University students. And the opportunity to get to work on a commercial television show for students and actually appear on it and direct the show and be a producer of a show is you know, practical experience they're getting at the college level that they'll be able to use to go out and get another job. And then we have interns at universities around the state who are doing the same thing. They're preparing highlights and stories for us on a nightly basis, and as they grow, they'll get opportunities to come on and be on the show. And like you said, if this opportunity existed when we were in school, wow, it would have saved me a lot of time.
Talking with Noah Finns of Vantage Sports Network and also Finns Creative Programming here on Front and Center. Noah, talk a bit about, while we have you here, Finns Creative Programming.
So really, that was born for this project. So when I went to Frontier, they said, well, you're going to have to, you know, you'll manage and create all of this content. And so I created Finns Creative Programming to strictly work with Frontier.
And I would imagine it's a 24/7 involvement for you, but if you're doing something that you love, you really don't look at it as a 24/7 endeavor, do you?
Yeah, you know, I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and you know, when people say, you know, what do you do for work? I feel guilty saying this is what I do for work, because it's really not work.
Now,
it's great.
I'm sure it is. Now, Paul Quick, who is the vice president, senior vice president, and general manager for Frontier in Connecticut, was quoted as saying in a story I read, there are 169 towns and cities in Connecticut, each with their own unique sports scene. And I guess this is where a Vantage Sports Network can fill the void, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we'd like to get to as many of those 169 schools or towns every night. You know, obviously we can't get to everyone every night, but we're spreading ourselves so that we get representation for everybody. And we're not saying, okay, well, we need to get to this game because they're the number one ranked team in the state or they're undefeated, but we need to get to these schools because every school is just as important as the other school. What I say is every game is the biggest game on that campus. So we want to get to all the campuses. We want to highlight as many of these kids. You know, to me, and I think sometimes it's dangerous and that sports gets, you know, put into a wrong perspective sometimes, but if we keep it in the right perspective, sports is the most positive things for our youth. It gives them a great activity, keeps them out of, you know, doing things that could get them in trouble, teaches them teamwork, it teaches them discipline. And if we can highlight that in a really positive way, then, as I say, it's just accentuating a positive activity, and how could that ever be a bad thing? And you know, every kid at every high school or college or, you know, participating in any sport around the state is just as important as the next one. And Paul's right. You know, each one has its own personality.
You know, don't you think, by the way, as you mentioned, sports, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, when done the right way, in a sense, it really does prepare you for life, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Learning to work with others, learning to take a defeat, and we're all going to have defeats in our lives, right? Learning how to take a defeat, learning from it, and growing from it, and not dwelling on it, and that's what a good coach should teach at any level. And I think all of those lessons come from sport. You know, that said, I hate to see people who take winning and losing too seriously, and I hope that we are, you know, our coverage never sways toward, you know, the winning and losing being more important than the other messages that come out of sport.
Now, you mentioned before that Vantage Sports Network debuted on September the 12th. What's the initial reaction been?
So far, the initial reaction has been great. People are, you know, wow, this is different. This is new. Wow, this is great. People are surprised when they see cameras showing up to cover sports that don't typically get that coverage. So we've really been welcomed, and it's positive all the way around. The reaction that I'm getting, and, you know, I'm all over the state every day, has been tremendous.
Now, does one day differ from the next, or do you gear it up, for example, when we approach a Friday and Saturday because there's high school football?
So we're not doing our show on Saturday. We're doing, you know, we'll have games on Saturday. But, the days are, I don't want to say they're all the same, because each game and, you know, each down is different. But we treat each day the same as far as setting up where we're going to go. And, you know, a lot of what we set up as far as where we're going to go is based purely on geography. But a football, you know, a day with football is the same for us as a day with a lot of volleyball or a day with a lot of field hockey.
Now, do you attempt to get any post-game reaction from the athletes? What do you do in that area?
We haven't done much of that yet for the evening games. We've done some of it with the games that start earlier, and that's simply because of time constraints. So we have to have our show readiness. You know, this is new, so we're trying to make sure that we have everything ready to go for our 10:30 airtime.
Talk a bit about the 10:30 show.
So, that is, I'm sorry, I'm getting some feedback here on the radio, but it's really set up, what I like to call it, is like a sports center for Connecticut sports. So we're not trying to be too slick. We're having students involved. We're just going through highlights I'm anchoring it with a good friend of mine, Mark Robbins, who has been covering sports in the state for as long as I've been, at least. I don't want to date either one of us. But so Mark and I are out covering events with our camera, shooting highlights. We have students who are doing the same thing, and then it all comes together at 10:30, and the idea is for that half hour to cover as many different sporting events around the state as possible. So, for instance, yesterday, we had everything from high school soccer, field hockey, volleyball, previews on different college football teams in the state. The Wesleyan football team and Trinity College football teams are getting ready to open their season later than the other schools. So little previews on that. College volleyball. We had college soccer. And we did something on the Brooklawn Country Club in Fairfield is putting in a bid to hold a major international golf event. So we covered that news conference as well. So, like I say, I want to compare it to ESPN Sports Center in the concept, not necessarily in the execution. Obviously, they're much more slick than we at this point are dreaming to be. We're just trying to put things on in a very hometown way.
Oh, this is really exciting, Noah. And are you looking for schools, for example, or youth sports groups to contact you? What's the game plan in that area?
So, absolutely. So we're setting up a landing page, which will be out soon, where people can send us videos. So, in fact, somebody from St. Joseph's High School, the assistant athletic director, sent us video the other day of two tremendous goals that their soccer team had, their girls' soccer team had, and we quickly turned it around and put that on the air. So we would love to get contributions like that from people, or if somebody wants to tell us about a great story they have that we can come out and tell, or, hey, you know, our team is doing this, why don't you come cover us? We'd love to get out there and do that. So we're setting up a page where people can reach us, and we'll be putting that out soon. If somebody wants to contribute with highlights of something that they got, all the better. We'd love to have it. My thing is, you know, there's no guidebook on what we're doing here. We're writing it as we go, and anything that we can do to send out a positive message, we're up for. And, you know, when you work at the and you know, I worked in local news for so long, and you know as well, you know, that news organizations often bristle at becoming somebody's kind of publicity arm. Well, we're in a different mode here, and if somebody has a positive message they want to get out, I hope they look to us to get it out.
Well, this is terrific, and when you get that page up and running, please email us the link, and we'll certainly link to it here at the Talk of Connecticut.
Well, I would love that, and thank you, for your support, and you know, I know you're out and involved in high school sports as well, and so you know, you understand the positive message that comes along with all this.
No, before we wrap up our interview, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just hope people will tune in. I hope people will, you know, find a way to get the Vantage Sports Network. It's on channel 600 and 1600. And again, I'm not an employee of Frontier, but I just really applaud their vision on this, that they saw that this was a way that they could be good neighbors, that they can really become involved with the state of Connecticut. All the people who work there love the state, and they have kids who are in school here, and so they got it. And this, you know, this was something that, you know, if you approach certain people with it, they're you know, it's a big venture, and some people aren't willing to take that risk, and Frontier was, and the fact that the people there have this vision and are moving forward with it, you know, I really applaud them for that, for, you know, selfish reasons, but really for the reasons of just being a parent and knowing, you know, how positive sports can be. And so I hope people will tune in and get the Vantage Sports Network and check it out, and you know, look to see whether your daughter or son's games are being covered, and get highlights.
Noah, thanks very much for joining us here on Front and Center. Good luck, and we will talk again down the road.
Hey, it was great talking to you.